It's KRMG Skyler Cooper, along with our consumer warrior, Clark Howard. How you doing, Clark?
Great, thank you. Hope you are.
I am doing well. Got a bunch of questions here for you because we just like to check in with you from time to time, and the people of Tulsa have some questions for you. So, number one, let's look at the fact that it's tax season. There's a lot of ways that people can file for free, and I know you like to remind folks of that. But what else should people know about this tax season? There was the new law. Is there anything different for filing people need to know about?
There are some specific changes that most heavily affect people who own their own business. People that are affected to the positive or negative the most by the new tax law, it is the entrepreneur, the small business owner. And there's a provision of the tax law that many small business owners qualify for, but if they don't know to ask for it, they don't get, which is a big tax credit against the taxes you'd owe. And the reason this was added to the tax law is that the Congress is spending all its time trying to come up with tax cuts for the world's largest corporations. And then I don't remember which senator it was said, hey, what about people who have small businesses? And so they came up with this convoluted workaround for a credit for small businesses, but only allowed certain types of small businesses to qualify. And that's why this year is a year, even if you historically have done your own taxes as a small business owner, you should consider hiring a tax professional to guide you to see if you are eligible to pick up what's basically free money on the table.
So for someone like me, I just bought my first house last year, but as I understand it, there's not any implications for that anymore, like the tax credits that we used to have or anything changing there, right?
Yeah. So the biggest change for homeowners is that the value of owning a home was mostly wiped out by the new tax law, that the mortgage interest deduction, the taxes you pay and all that for the overwhelming number of taxpayers no longer benefits you even one penny on your tax because the standard deduction was raised significantly and the benefit of itemizing your taxes has disappeared for all but really the top 10% of income earners. So it makes filing taxes a lot quicker, but also wiped out principally the advantage from a tax standpoint of owning instead of renting.
You know, I've tried a couple of different techniques. When I started doing taxes, you know, when I was 18 or whatever, and I filed them myself, I think I used TaxAct at the time, and then I paid someone a couple of years, and then I realized, why am I doing that? I have a very simple tax return. So I started doing it myself again, but there's so many services now that you can file for free, right? I know you've got a couple of your favorites.
Yeah, so if you go to irs.gov, right on the home page is the logo for Free File. And with Free File, you click on it, and there are any of a number of tax preparation software companies that are the traditional software packages that cooperate as part of Free File. And if you click through the Free File link and you income qualify, which they'll know automatically as you prepare your return through them, you get the free tax prep software and free filing for the federal return. And some of them will also do your Oklahoma state income tax return for free.
Yeah, that can come in handy. I owe the state about $50. And so it ends up washing out some of that. But yeah, it's really good to have those situations available to you, those different scenarios, because they can
And I have one for the listeners that make too much money.
Oh,
for
good.
Free file.
Yeah.
There's a website called Credit Karma, which I talk about from time to time, that gives you free credit monitoring, free credit scores, any of a number of items of free information that you're able to use. They last year, this is their second year doing it, started Credit Karma Tax, where regardless of income, you can prepare and file your federal and Oklahoma tax returns for free.
Would it be worth it for someone who's been using another piece of software for several years and their W-2 is automatically imported and it just seems easier to stay with them? Or is there a reason to switch beyond it's free?
Well, free is good, but remember, if you qualify under Free File, the software packages you've been buying probably are available through the free file link for free, and you'd still have the ease of importing you've already had.
Gotcha. Let's talk about cars for a little bit. I've noticed a trend here, and I've got someone close to me who's about ready to purchase a car, and I see a trend, and I think there's even stats behind this, that SUVs and crossovers are right now the most popular and the best-selling. Why is that changing over from the gas-saving sedans that people were switching from years ago?
Well, you know, the price of gasoline is an automatic indicator of what people buy. And right now, we've been through a meaningful period of time with much lower gas prices than we had learned to absorb and live with. And so today, almost 2 out of 3 vehicles purchased are in the SUV or crossover category, overwhelmingly crossover, and only roughly a third are traditional passenger cars. The reason is it's more comfortable to be in a crossover or an SUV, but especially a crossover. Because the cool thing about crossovers is it's put right on top of a car frame. So the ride is not going to be jilting you around or anything like you have sometimes in an SUV, which is a truck-based platform. The ride's more soft and gentle, and it's just a more comfortable version, really, of a passenger car. The fuel economy of a crossover built on the same platform as a car will get lower fuel economy because the drag coefficient, how it travels through the wind, is not as good for an SUV or a crossover looking like an SUV as it is for a car. So it's going to cost you a little more. You're going to burn more gas having that versus the passenger car, but the comfort, no doubt, is better.
And while those are so popular, we also have the rise in electric cars happening. Now, if you saw the Super Bowl, you saw the ad for Audi and how they're going to be making so many more electric vehicles in their fleet by 2025. When is that going to be just the norm?
So it's going to happen in Europe and Asia in huge numbers before it happens in the United States. And in Asia, when I go to China, all I see everywhere I turn are electric vehicles. And in Europe, in the next 24 months, you're going to see a huge increase in the registration of electric vehicles because for manufacturers, the cost of batteries have come down so much that we're not far from where manufacturing an electric vehicle will be cheaper or on par with manufacturing a traditional gas engine vehicle. But the difference is that over time, the maintenance involved and the cost of running an electric vehicle is almost nothing compared to the cost of a gas engine vehicle. But in Oklahoma, one of the challenges is the great distances that many times you have to drive. And so for years to come, the big concentration in electric vehicles is going to be in the nation's largest cities on the East and West Coast, plus Dallas, Houston, Austin, San Antonio, where you've got such large concentrations of populations. Electric vehicles will be in huge numbers in not that many months.
And they do have some charging stations here in Tulsa now, but not many. So I imagine that's something that's going to have to be grown as well. As people begin to buy these, they're going to need more of those.
Well, the charging infrastructure is so widespread in the major cities now that I drive an electric vehicle, and when I hit the charging station button, I can't even distinguish where the charging stations are because they're numbering in the thousands now. So there's this thing where the chicken and the egg problem. Nobody's going to buy an electric car until there's places to charge it. Now, the biggest cities of the country, you've got the infrastructure. It's only a matter of when the price point and people's desire to own one hits that perfect mix.
How does that differ from getting gas? It might take you 5 minutes to get gas, but it takes a little longer to charge your car, doesn't it?
Yeah, so if I go to what's known as a supercharger, I'm usually there 20 minutes. But if I charge in my own garage, it takes usually 6 hours to charge from near empty. So what people usually do, it's almost like plugging in your cell phone at night. It's common that people will have, if they have an electric vehicle, they'll have a charging station in their garage. The charging stations cost about $500. And you put one in and connect it to your power. Or if you have a laundry with a dryer right by the garage, you can actually just plug a high-speed electric vehicle charger into the plug that your dryer would plug into, and it costs nothing additional for installation, and you can charge the car in a pretty rapid fashion. The worst case, you can plug into an electrical outlet and wait a long, long, long time for one to charge.
So what you're paying for is that 220-volt power to be able to do it faster, right?
Exactly.
Gotcha.
And so I have been driving an electric vehicle now for 8 years, and I have never had a situation where I had a problem with getting it charged, even as an early pioneer. But now I can drive my vehicle all across the nation's interstate system, and it will tell me, I put in where I'm going, and it will automatically tell me where I need to stop and how long I need to stop at each place. And I drive a lot from Atlanta into the state of Florida, and it makes me stop one time, usually for 25 minutes to charge, and that's all I have to do to take that trip.
I saw that Chevy killed the Volt. Do you think that's a sign of them just re-gearing? Because they know they're going to have to be in this marketplace, right?
Well, Chevy's owned by General Motors, and General Motors decided that they should start with Cadillac and fully electrify the Cadillac fleet and then move from Cadillac to their other labels, because what GM's most worried about in the United States is the competition from Audi with their electric vehicles, Volkswagen coming in with a lot of electric vehicles. But their real fear when it comes to their vehicle nameplates are from Mercedes and BMW. And so both companies are in a compact where they're helping each other electrify their full fleet. And that's who GM is really frightened of. And that's why they're using Cadillac. Is almost like a defensive thing to compete.
Moving right along here, I noticed Netflix raises their price again, and it actually led to me canceling. And I've done that a number of times with them as they've gone up, and then I get bored and I sign up again. But I know you are an advocate of cable cutting and then looking at the alternatives, but what are we going to do when all these alternatives suddenly cost so much and now we've got a big bill for all of our entertainment again?
Well, the research shows that the average person signs up for a hair less than 3 monthly subscription streaming services. So nobody can be actually less than 3, but you take the average of everybody, that's about where they are. So if you, as an example, the best of all the broad streaming products that I've tested, in my opinion, is YouTube TV. It's $40 a month. Normal average cable bill is over $100 a month. The average DirecTV bill, $120 a month. So if you sign up for a streaming service, and $40 seems to be a very popular price point, and you add to it, let's say, Hulu or Netflix, you end up, if you added both, you're going to end up at $60 a month approximately. Well, an alternative that's becoming increasingly popular are free streaming services, of which there are now roughly half a dozen. The Roku channel, which has a massive library of free programming, Pluto, which has a lot of free programming, Crackle, that has a lot of free programming, are just 3 of the very popular ones where you can watch a massive amount of video content for free by watching ads.
All right, this one is kind of a two-parter, and let me start with a little story. My sister is in her first couple of weeks of nursing school. She has come to me with the question that I thought, I need to take this to Clark Howard. She wants to take a up to $30,000 loan to pay off the car and then kind of live on while she's in school and pay it off after she's done. Now, that put a big red flag up for me, and I said, I don't think that's a good idea, but let me ask Clark.
So she's talking about doing a federal student loan.
Right.
I know a number of people do this, and they will extinguish consumer debt that they have and have money to live on while they're in school. And I look at it as not really a good idea with consumer debt, but fine to do for living expenses while in school, because it really is not truly fair to your fellow federal taxpayers when you borrow money under the federal student loan program and use it to extinguish consumer debt. The program is really designed to make it possible for you to be in school and stay in school. And so I would give her a partial passing grade on the idea.
So probably not for the car, but other things would be okay.
If it's really for school, you know, for her to be able to stay in school. Because what I always worry about with people in school is that they run out of funds and they drop out of school. And if it helps her complete the nursing program, she going to be master's level in nursing, or what's she going to do? She going to get an RN?
Yeah, starting with RN.
RN, that's great. And I would encourage her to become a nurse practitioner, because the career satisfaction, the career mobility, and the earning power is so much higher if she'll go the next step to be an NP instead of an RN.
Yeah, and I know that the hours she's been working in a hospital for 10 years as a nurse aide, and so I think her experience will help there. But the you said to keep her in school, it could help with expenses to do this. So that's her concern, is that she may end up being so overwhelmed with class that she doesn't have time to work, or shouldn't, in order to keep up the grades. So that might be the best answer for her.
Yeah, but borrowing for pre-existing lifestyle, I never get excited about that.
Right. So that being said, what's the best formula for someone who's got a bunch of student debt and they want to pay it off?
So if you finish school, you've got the student loan debt. A lot of how you set the priorities depends on what the interest rate is the student loan debt's carrying. And so the higher the interest rate is above 4%, the more you need to make a priority of expediting payments on those student loans, even to the point of, as much as I love you saving for retirement, even dialing back a little what you're saving for retirement just to get rid of that student loan debt. I had a caller just the other day whose student loan debt from graduate school, she became a physician's assistant or professional school, whatever you'd call PA school, her student loan debt is a little over 6%. So for her, it's a huge priority to pay off student loans that are carrying that high an interest rate, which is likely higher than she can earn in savings, or at least for now in her retirement accounts. So you got to set the priority based on how big a burden the student loans are, not just in how much you owe, but also in what the interest rate is on them.
KRMG Consumer Warrior, Clark Howard. Special thanks to KRMG's Skylar Cooper for the interview. This is Oklahoma Perspective. For Cox Media Group, I'm Bert Williams.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.